2.16, Part 1.
Hayley Levine is a flight attendant with First Choice Airways. What made you want to be a flight attendant?
I never really wanted to be a flight attendant. I just kind of knew I always wanted to travel. Always had this idea I wanted to see the world. Saw an advert in a newspaper, went for the interview, got the job, and loved it. So, and it's definitely for me. Definitely.
What kind of training did you have?
In order to become a flight attendant, you have your group interview first, you're singled out, you have a one-on-one interview, and then if you pass that stage, you go on to your training, which is 5 weeks. First week's all about customer service, relations, things like that. And then you go on to all your safety training, which is 4 weeks intensive training, you know, how to deal with fires, evacuations, water landing, passengers. And then you're quite well trained on immediate care. So, you know, it's quite an important part of our job. If something happens up in the air, something medical, you know, you need to be trained to deal with it quickly, efficiently.
What kind of person do you think the airlines are looking for? I mean, what kind of person makes a good flight attendant?
I don't know exactly what they're looking for, but I can only think they look for someone who's quite outgoing, someone who's quite can work well in a team. You have to be a certain kind of character to do what we do. I mean, you fly with different people every day. You know, you go into work, anything could happen. There's thousands and thousands of crew. You don't work with the same people. You need to be able to just get on with people that you've never met before, work under pressure sometimes. So I think they're looking for someone who's, you know, quite competent in what they do, quite confident. Just someone who's a team player, really.
Tell me. What do you think are good and bad sides of the job?
Good sides, obviously, I get to see the world pretty much for free. I mean, it's amazing. You can ask for anything more, really. Bad sides, probably sick bags, probably. And obviously, it's really grueling on your social life. It's more like a way of living than a job. You know, you have to work around it. So, but yeah, it's good. Wouldn't change it for the world.
Are there any other downsides?
Probably the jet lag, that's quite bad. Definitely, you do suffer a lot, but, you know, it's part of the job. You just sort of get on with it.
Have you got any tips for dealing with jet lag?
Tips? I don't wear a watch. Sometimes that helps. And if you're going sort of east, just try and stay up. Just try and fight the jet lag. It's the best way. I definitely find it easier going east than I do west. I don't know why that is.